Hey, and welcome to the Outlet Online Experience. This is Pastors Vincent Ashley here, and we are so excited that you decided to tune in with us on today.
Today is a very special Outlet Online Experience. We are celebrating our second year church anniversary. Woo! At home in quarantine.
Yes.
Isn't this amazing? We are truly demonstrating that a church is not a building,
right,
but we are the church. And we get an opportunity today to just tell God thank you for all that he's done. But as a community, we get to position our hearts to receive all that God still wants to do through the outlet. And before we get started, there are three things that I want to go over real quick. Number one, go ahead, like, share, if you'd be so kind. Whether you're on Facebook, YouTube, or our outlet online campus, please share this link with someone. It's never been easier to invite someone to church. Number two, let us know where you're tuning in
from.
That's
right. We love to hear where our people are tuning in from. Just we can say, hey, wherever you are in the world.
We're in the world.
In the world.
And then number three, I want to give you all a little trivia, kind of give you some church history at the outlet. But if you notice our logo, where it has, you know, the C right in the middle, there are actually three letters.
Yeah.
There's an O in the logo, there's a forward facing C in the logo, and then there's a backward facing C in the logo. But what I love the most is that blue C right in the middle, it really stands for Christ.
Yeah.
Where Christ is the center. And from the beginning of our ministry, we wanted to make sure that we were able to focus on who Jesus was. Like, we never wanted to be built on the personalities of us as the leaders, as the pastors. But at the end of the day, we are all gathered together to lift up the name of Christ.
Yeah.
And that's what we endeavor to do as we continue as a ministry.
Amen. And as Christ is our foundation, I know that he is going to be the building block that helps us to get through any and every situation, just like I know he is in your family and in your home. And so with that, we're going to launch off in prayer. So dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for every heart that's tuned in on today. We ask your blessing on each and every family member, Father. We ask your Holy Spirit moves on their family, Father. We pray right now that as the word goes forth, and as worship goes forth, that our hearts are open to receive from you all that you would have to deposit into us. Lord, we know that you are good. We know that you are loving. We know that you are merciful. And so we know right now that as we're tuning in, Father, your Holy Spirit is going to speak directly to our hearts. We give you thanks for this. We give you praise for this. We glorify you in this moment. And we give you all the praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. But if you have your Bibles, you can turn with us to the book of Acts, chapter 2. The book of Acts, chapter 2. And during this season, the Lord has been speaking to my wife and I about the direction of our church and adjustments that need to be made so that we can optimize our efforts and be in perfect alignment with what God is calling us to do. It reminds me, for us, we're an Apple family with Apple products, and whenever our iPhones or our devices push to us a new update, it gives us a push notification to say that, hey, in the middle of the night, we're going to install new software. And with the new software comes new features. It comes, hopefully, a better experience with the device that you're operating. And the manufacturer's heart is that you take advantage of the desire that's being pushed to your device. Well, in the spirit, I sense God giving all of us an update to how we do ministry and to how we do life. And it's really imperative that we listen to what God is saying so that we can be in line with the new features and the new updates that he's trying to get to us. One thing that also happens when there's a new update and new software is that the old software does not have any support. What does that mean? The old way of doing things, the old way of how we quote unquote have success, the old ways in which we operate apart from the Word of God will not produce to the greatest level that God wants us to have. And so he, I believe, through us, through the series, through our conversations, through our times getting together, our prayer is that God speaks directly to your household about the adjustments that need to be made, but also as a virtual community, we come together to make sure that we're holding each other accountable so that we can come out on the other side better than when we came in.
I love that.
Acts chapter 2.
Acts chapter 2. We're going to start in verse 42, and this just gives us a depiction of what the early church looks like. And as my husband said, this update that's available, it's we're going back to the book of Acts. We're going back to the days of the early church where we're all at home in our house, right? And it was almost like house church.
Yeah.
Where we all came together and read the word of God and worshiped together and prayed together. And so Acts 2 verses 42 just gives a wonderful depiction of this. But I'm going to read all the way to verse 47, so y'all bear with me. Here we go. It says, all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over all of them, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. Amen.
Amen.
And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day, the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved.
The title of today's message and this series is simply Forward Together.
Mm.
Forward Together. That as we are walking through this season, that we need to do so at a pace that God desires for us to move. And that's the pace that goes forward. But he doesn't want us to operate as islands. He doesn't want us to operate in isolation. He wants us to operate together as one. And so what we're seeing with the early church wasn't solely focused on church buildings, but the early church was a movement.
Amen. Yeah, I love that. Where church is not a building, but we are truly the church. We are being the church and not doing church. And I think a lot of times we get that kind of messed around. But yeah. I feel like the Lord is bringing us back into focus, bringing us back into his perfect plan for our life of what he intended the modern day believer to be. And so I really wanted to bring out some points about the early church, because I feel like in this season, it's important that every household are doing these things. And so parents, I really encourage you to tune in your ear to some of these things. And so the first thing it says was that all the believers were devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. It is so important during this time. I know anxiety and fear and worry are so pervasive now. I think it's so important that we get back to teaching the Word of God, growing in the Word of God, reading the Word of God with our children, even on their level, doing things as a family unit that brings us back to the Word of God. It's so important that we do that, especially in this time. The Lord gave me a saying a couple of weeks ago. He says, yes, we should be updated, but we shouldn't be inundated.
Mm.
And with everything that's going on in the news right now, I believe we should stay aware of what's going on. Let's not be in denial.
Yes.
And let's use wisdom and let's use safety. But at the same time, let's inundate ourselves with the Word of God so that our mind and our hearts are focused on God's peace instead of what's going on with all the chaos. And so I love that. And secondly, they committed to sharing everything they had. These were generous believers. It wasn't just mine or yours.
Yeah.
Everything was ours. And it was the mindset that if I have it,
then
you have it. And I think that's a beautiful way to be a community. And that's truly what it was. It was them being a community of believers. And then thirdly, they devoted themselves to breaking bread and prayer. Now, when I read that, of course, we know that breaking bread is the Lord's Supper, but it ultimately points to worship. They were devoting themselves to worshiping God, making sure their family unit worshiped God, making sure that whatever they did gave honor and glory to God. And so I think it's so important during this time that worship is our lifestyle.
And so as we begin to delve into what does it look like for us to move forward together, we are all going to be presented with what is our will versus what's God's will.
Yeah.
And go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. And I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, anyone who builds on that foundation may use a variety of materials, gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, and straw. But on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. If the work survives, the builder will receive a reward. And I'm reminded about two or so years ago when we began the process of starting the Outlet community.
If you call it a process.
It was a process to me.
It was a process we had no idea about.
And so, you know, I found myself in life sitting at a fork in the road. Yeah. Do I continue in the career or the what I called a calling of ministry? Or was it time to pursue a different avenue and a different way of living life and working and you know, just doing what I believe God put in my heart? Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, there was a Tuesday. Never forget the day. We were in Orlando, Florida, mm-hmm. helping my mother move. And the Lord said, Vince, I want you to promise to me that you won't tell me no. And so I'm sitting there when he's asking me that, thinking, you know, I don't have anything else to do. You know, I'm kind of at a fork in the road. I need to figure out, you know, what's next for mm-hmm. our life and our family. And so I made a commitment to him at lunch on that Tuesday that, God, I'm not going to tell you no.
Amen.
And later in that afternoon, we had a dear lifelong friend who reached out to us and said, you know, God really put you on my heart, and I want you to pray about if you're to open a church. And, you know, how in your head you're like, I don't know, but in your heart you're like, you know, I have peace about exploring what that church is like.
Yeah.
And so later on that night, you know, I just heard the Lord say, it's time. And so I told him I wouldn't say no. So I said, yeah, I believe the Lord put it in my heart to open a church. And probably in the next 5 days, we had everything that uh-huh. we needed, from official documents, official paperwork, to begin the church. Now, one thing that you really need that's important is a name.
Yes.
And
yes.
One thing I saw myself doing my entire life, so my will, was that I was going to go around helping organizations, helping leaders be all that God has called them to be. I saw myself helping churches do what God has placed them in the earth and in their communities to do. I saw myself just kind of doing that on the side. I figured I'd have a primary job, and then whenever I had some free time, I would be able to sow into other organizations. And so we originally mm-hmm. called that, because it began to take off, we originally called that the Outlet Consulting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't necessarily have a church name. I didn't have kind of it all mapped out and everything.
No.
But in my heart, the Lord said, I want you to take the Outlet Consulting, and I want you to make the Outlet now a church. There's a ministry here locally that I love how they pattern their ministries, where the name of the church doesn't let you know who the pastor is, because the church is about helping the community.
That's right.
And so God put in our heart that the Outlet was supposed to be a church that was committed to their community. And so that's how we came up with the Outlet Community Church. And so we went in a matter of 5 days from not even thinking about having a church to now having a church with a name, legally established,
and nowhere to go. That was the whole process.
And nowhere to go.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. So I want to walk you through where we were. We were in a season of the unknown, but we knew God was with us. And anytime the Lord gives you vision, they're always going to be provision for you, right?
Yeah.
And so we didn't have much to start with. We didn't have
anything.
Amen.
So while we're doing all of this, you know, I always joke and say, you know, pastoring for me is like that phrase, I didn't choose thug life chose me.
Well,
I didn't choose the pastor life. The pastor life kind of
chose
us.
It did.
So while we're kind of just, if you can imagine, the Outlet is kind of like this thing on the side. Our focal point is, I'm applying for jobs.
Yes.
I'm going into arenas because I'm finishing my master's degree. Mm-hmm, so I'm mm-hmm. going into areas where I'm like, okay, I'm qualified. I have the education.
Yeah.
You know, I can go into these different things. And it was like all on the what I thought was the side. God was putting together
the outlet
because we had nothing.
We
to
had
put
nothing.
Toward it.
And so we have wonderful overseers, and we have one couple in particular. They decided to be a blessing to us. And what they did not know, so, and what we found out was, when you submit paperwork, there's a fee. Yeah. And so
to the iris.
Yes. And so we learned iris, this was all a learning process. And so that couple called us and they wrote us a check. And would y'all know that the check was for the exact amount that fee was to file our paperwork with the state. So
we're sitting here with my lifelong friend who's handed us all the paperwork that we need. The Lord dropped a name in our heart, and then someone walks up to us and say the Lord spoke to them and says, we want to sow this money into your whatever you're doing next. And it was what we needed.
It was the exact amount.
So for us, it was a signpost, like, okay, Lord, you're providing through this update, mm-hmm. your support. Mm-hmm. So let's begin to cooperate with it. But naturally, I'm still in my will. I'm still trying to apply for jobs. And there was one job that I had that I thought was perfect. And I was a shoe-in for it. I had connections. I didn't get that job. And but with the outlet just began to just get larger and larger and larger. Yeah. So you're talking about the next week. I'm like, well, if, you know, we receive the resources, we have the paperwork, mm-hmm. the least we can do is go look for a place to explore this idea of having a church, because maybe we might be able to launch by August or something of 2018. And as we were going around, place after place after place was that I said we need to look at was not available. In my heart the whole time, the Lord said, I want you to go to King Middle School. And I was like, I ain't going to King Middle School. I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. But me being hard-headed and thinking that I had the best way, I went and looked at all these different other places, mm-hmm. which were not King. And I can remember finally my will, my way being broken down, mm-hmm. and getting a meeting set up at King Middle School. Shout out to all the teachers, administrators who helped us to get a meeting there. And I'm going to meet with the decision makers at King about holding a church service for, number one, a church that doesn't exist, and number two, we don't know how this is gonna go. And so I can remember setting the meeting up with Principal Paul Brown.
Mm-hmm. And he's amazing.
He just was a godsend on mm-hmm. that day. And I remember getting ready to give him my 30-second pitch of, this is what I believe this church that God has given me is called to do. And before I could open my mouth and say anything, he says, you don't need to tell me any of that. I see God with you. Whatever mm-hmm. you need, we're going to be here to help. And it was just another sign of, okay, God, you're with us in establishing this work. So now you're talking about paperwork we didn't ask for,
right?
The funds to file,
funds to do it.
Mm-hmm. With the government, and a building. And this is before Easter.
Yeah.
So we had a dear friend who who works on a very popular Christian radio station, and one of our very first supporters, who said, "Listen, we're doing a special broadcast for Easter this year, and they asked for our pastors, and you're my pastor, so I want you to be one of the speakers in 7 and 7. And so I'm like, okay. Again, the Lord said, don't tell me no. So I'm like, okay, yes, I'll do it. So I am on a schedule with some major speakers, not just in the Metro Atlanta area, but in the world, in all Christendom. And so I go in, I do my part, I leave out, I go home, I get a call, and the producer says, Vince, we kind of made a mistake. We know we had you on Thursday before Good Friday, but we gave John Gray the Thursday. We need you to come and record in John Gray's spot on Good Friday. So I'm like, Lord, what in the world do you have me into right now? And I remember going to record, and Willie Moore Jr. asked me a question at the end of recording my last 7 sayings of Jesus. He said, so Pastor, I want you to tell all of our listeners, all of our millions of listeners, what are your plans for Easter this year? Y'all, I ain't got no church. I ain't got no building.
Everybody, didn't have no plans.
I ain't had nothing. So I'm sitting over here asking me, and I'm asking God, like, what am I gonna do? He said, I want you to go outside in the park, mm-hmm. at Grant Park, and whole Easter, just have a gathering, just come together on Easter. And so with my mouth on the radio. I invited.
How many people tuned in with estimated?
At least 2.5 million people.
Wonderful.
And I'm saying, won't you join me in my imaginary church?
In the park.
In the park, outdoors, on Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, I ain't think anybody was going to show up. Like, honest to goodness, we just were obeying what God was asking us to do.
Yes, and I will say, obedience doesn't require much.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times we think we have to have our ducks perfectly in a row to obey God, but that's not what God is saying to many of us, and especially during this time. If your company is doing things, but God's trying to do something innovative in you, and we need to just be obedient to what he's saying and watch him work that thing out to where it's going to turn around for your good. So
we had that outdoor service.
We did.
On Easter, I want to say. Outside.
We were the praise and worship team.
And I was immediately sat down after that day.
We sang Here I Am to Worship a cappella.
Yes.
It was beautiful.
Ish. Beautiful-ish.
To the Lord.
He saw it. And from there, we held just meetings because we're like, okay, well, God, you've given us everything that we needed,
yeah.
or you know, we were told that we needed to start a church.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're just going to obey his rhythm and we're going to obey his pace. And we had a couple of open houses for a couple weeks after that, but we launched officially on May 6th, 2018. And we share that story to show you that this ministry that you all see really started as a result of God speaking and saying, I want to do something new. I want to do something innovative.
Mm-hmm.
And so from the very beginning, he has modeled this ministry after the early church. The next point that we want to bring out is that we need to have an intentional commitment to building your community. And so we were really challenged from the beginning that don't just say you're a church. Be the church.
Amen.
And so while we were getting started and we didn't necessarily have a host of resources in the bank. In fact, my wife and I, we personally invested into the outlet all of our life savings.
Yeah.
Because we
believed in it that much.
We believed in this ministry.
Yeah.
And I remember saying, you know, if you're ever blessed to give all you have to something you believe in, it's always worth it. And so, on the surface, it seemed a little scary give everything that you have. And mind you, as we were getting ready to start the outlet, and this is something that my wife and I, we talk about from time to time, we had already committed to the open date of the church.
Yeah, we had sent out social media flyers saying, this is our open house invite. Everyone's in welcomed and invited. And then we get news.
I was asked to take over a mega church in Memphis, Tennessee, where they were going to compensate me at the largest salary I ever had, full benefits, I mean, full staff, multi-site, multicultural, and it on the surface seemed like the opportunity of a lifetime.
Hmm.
But I asked the Lord, I said, listen, you know, I know you told me to launch this church that you gave me out of thin air. But now you've given me this opportunity that is the best opportunity I've ever seen. How am I to pick? And that was a lesson I want to share with you today. He said, don't look at how things are. Look with the eyes of faith for how things will be. And so he showed me in that moment what the outlet community would do would be far greater than what the offer I was given at that moment today. Well, we later found out that church actually had some underlying situations that
going
ended
on.
Up closing the church.
Yeah.
And it just showed us that on the outside, listen, it can look a certain way, but you always have to line up what is God's will versus what is what I'm trying to do.
That's
and
true.
Always choose and what God says.
Absolutely.
To
and we have to follow peace. We have to always follow peace and understand that what looks good sometimes is not always God. Right? And everything we used to have a saying, everything that glitters ain't gold.
Yeah.
Right? And so you have to understand what you're seeing in front of you. Go back to the vision God gave you. Go back to that vision and say, Lord, is this the picture you were showing me? And if this is not it, move on. Move on. And he's going to give you that peace to know if that's the right opportunity.
And so as we began the outlet and really focused on having an intentional commitment to building community, Acts 2 and 44 says, and all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. Mm. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money to those who were in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day and met in homes for the Lord's Supper and shared their meals with great joy and generosity. I've always said from the beginning of this church, if I had a choice between having one amazing worship experience on Sunday versus having 7 days where we are all being the church and grouping up and making sure that we're together, I'd always choose the 7 days a week.
Right.
Little did I know a year and a half later, we wouldn't have any choice but to have the group 7 days
That's
a week.
True.
But I believe that God was already positioning mm-hmm. this ministry for the world that we are in today. Because you can stream your favorite preacher, but you have to build community. Mm-hmm. Hear me. You can stream your favorite preacher, but you have to be intentional with building your community. So during this time, I believe that we need to get beyond the stigmatism of, is it stigmatism? Is that a word?
The
stigma?
Stigma.
Stigma. There it is. I got my team. They're helping out today. The stigma of, no, I don't talk to nobody. It's just me, myself, and the Lord. We have to get out of that and say, Lord, give me wisdom on who I can begin to build community with.
We grow in the context of relationships. And in reaching out to your friends and family, we want to be building community during this time. And so we've got a wonderful way that we are going to start building community and giving back.
And making sure that, you know, when you are a head of household, in essence, you're a person who is a life group leader.
Yeah.
In essence, you are, as we said earlier, the priest of your home. And it is our responsibility as the church to come alongside you and to give you the tools necessary to lead well.
Mm-hmm.
But the final point that I want us to look at today as we start this conversation on Forward Together is that I want us to cultivate in our hearts a position of irrational generosity.
Amen.
Now, irrational generosity, I'm not solely talking about finances. When people hear generosity, they think money. What I'm talking about is whatever you do have, and the Lord asks for it, be open to giving it. As this church began, as we said, we truly started from scratch. We literally started with just an act of obedience. And from the act of obedience, the Lord began to commission us that I want you to begin sowing back into your community. I want that to be the foremost plan of your ministry. And the first week we were open, we ended up, you know, for us, it seemed like all the tea in China, just doing something for teachers' appreciation and being committed to letting the places where we were at know that we're not just here to take up space, but we're here to actively partner with you. And I'll never forget the Lord putting in my heart right after we got open that I want you to sow $5,000 back into King Middle School. At the time, our church didn't have $5,000
to sow
in the bank.
No.
And he's saying, I want you to give that to King to start their school year off right. And it went back to when we first started the church. We didn't have the money to start the church. So it wasn't a matter about resources. It was always a matter of obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I realized that all of this is a gift from God, you being here is a gift from God. Us being able to share is all of this belongs to God and not us.
That's right.
Everything is God's. And so that was our first faith project. And I'll never forget in that the end of that summer, being able to invite the principal and the school to service and presenting them with a check for $5,000. That was our first faith project.
That was our
first time of being a ministry of irrational generosity.
Mm-hmm.
From there, you all have enabled us to give back over $50,000 in the community in the last 2 years. And from the bottom of my wife and I's heart, thank you so much for doing that. But I believe that it's time for us to go even greater and trust God more, even in times such as these. Yeah. I don't want you to think recession. I want you to think retooling. And as we retool, I believe that God is going to release supernatural resources, whether it's your wisdom, whether it's your time, whether it's just a God idea, so that we can come together and be what God has called us to be.
Amen.
Amen. But what I want to do today is I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you, because similar to us, being in a position where I'm not sure if this is God's will or if it's my will, I need clarity on my next steps. I have a lot going on, and I just need God's wisdom.
Yeah.
Can we pray together? So Heavenly Father, I just pray right now for every person who has questions about what is my next step? What am I to do? Where am I to go? Who am I to talk to? God, I'm asking that you reveal, most importantly, your wisdom, because it's your wisdom that will teach them the ways in which they will go. And as they go in the direction that you called them, God, I'm asking that your fruit will produce an abundant harvest in their life. Father, help calm their mind, give them peace and all understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's some information that's coming up on the screen. It's giving you our number here at the church where you can just text, "I prayed with you." Just text, "Hey, I prayed with you." We really want to know. We get those text messages, and it's our honor to be able to follow up with you. The number is 770-667-4899.